Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Welcome. Glad you're here on this October the 6th. And what could be better than to have Jim Burns in the studio? Jim, how are you today?
I am very good, Steve, and it's good to see you, good to hear your voice. It's been a little while, and I've missed hanging out with you.
But actually, you and I, over the past 6 months, have had more contact than the past 6 years, probably.
I mean, it's just been so great. This is great. You know, all of these years, and we used to hang out all the time, and then, you know, you moved away. I didn't. You moved outside right. of California.
That's true.
And but I really enjoy our times together, and I actually am, and I say this behind your back all the time, you are like the smartest, brightest person I know.
Jim.
So when these callers call, I hear what you have to say, and I oftentimes think, you know what? I have nothing more to say because Steve just told them what to do. It was great.
Well, you always have something great to say. You know, Jim and I have a history. We were co-facilitators of a group. Now, he called it a growth group. I called it our grown group because it was painful for me at the time. I don't remember even why it was so painful. But that little group became a church.
It did. It was called Coast Hills Community Church. It's still going strong. You and I aren't at that church anymore. But, you know, the church goes great. And I have great memories of that because it was community. It was it was a growth and sometimes a grown group. But because we live in the area, we're still in community with some of those people.
Right.
And that's the beauty of being in community. You know, as adults, it's harder to find friends. Easy when you're a little kid because you're in Little League or you're in dance recitals or whatever. But you get older and, you know, to join a community group like that in church is oftentimes for people life-changing, and I wish people would do more of that.
Me too. There's Jill Hubbard in the studio today.
Hey guys.
Jill, good to see you.
Yeah,
you
good
know,
discussion.
Well, back to, I think that was around the time that Jill was telling me, hey, you ought to hear these two guys on radio, John and Henry. And of course, we were friends, and I go, I didn't know they were doing that. And then when we acquired Menrith Meyer, I brought them on the national show. But that church, I mean, you talk about impossible things happening. I remember people saying, well, you'll never find a place in Southern California that you can afford. And sure enough, there was a place, and we built that church. And a lot of people were helped by that church. They were healed by that church because the pastor, Denny Bellesi, was such a lover of people. And a man of great integrity.
You're right. His authenticity. You know, I remember a time I was going to preach that day, and I was sitting next to Denny and Lisa, and Denny gets up to introduce me, and he says, Lisa and I got in a fight just last night. Here's our pastor saying that. And Lisa leans over and said, I'm so mad at him right now for telling everybody in our church. And I said, oh, he's going to have a very busy week of pastoral counseling because there's so many people who identified with his authenticity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love in a pastor, frankly, when they're willing to be authentic and say, you know what, I'm not perfect. I'm on this journey right along. And I think that happens here with New Life, too. You know, I get the privilege to listen to you, watch you, same with Jill here. And, you know, it's incredible to say we're on a journey together and we're going to give some advice.
Yeah. I learned something from Denny and Lisa. I traveled with them, stayed different places in Hawaii with them, and one day, an afternoon, you would think these people hate each other. And then that night, they would be the most loving. So I learned there is this thing about you spew it out there, get it out of the system, and now you don't care about it anymore. And that happens with me and Misty. I mean, it is amazing when you're just honest. And you don't care about the outcome. You're not cruel, but you're honest. Boom. All right, so maybe somebody needed to hear that. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to go to Mike right after this. I'm so glad you're with us today on New Life Live. We'll be back right after this message.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Jim Burns. He is the author of Doing Life with Your Adult Children, more appropriately named Man, This Ain't Easy When These Kids Grow Up and Reject You as a Parent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people, really, the grandkids love you because you have a common enemy. Those kids you created and that are their parent. Okay, that should not be the only bonding point. Definitely not. Anyway, Jim wrote Doing Life with Your Adult Kids. And it's not easy to do. And that's a great book. You can get it from us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would recommend it to anybody who has a child not acting like an adult.
Right. And, you know, at the very least, don't we tend to get our children's grumpiness while they are wonderful to everyone else?
I used to see that even with our kids were teenagers. They would say, your daughter is amazing.
Oh,
she's
clean.
She's been babysitting and she does the dishes. And we couldn't get her to do the dishes.
No.
So it is amazing that sometimes how great our kids are outside of the home. And they're great inside the home a lot of times too. But it is tough.
It is. But
not easy.
Yeah.
Parenting,
how about this?
The first 40 years of parenting just isn't easy. That's my philosophy.
I know.
Solomon 16, everywhere we go. Thank you so much for doing this service or the ice cream cone you get.
Oh, yeah.
And then go home. Yeah. How about a little gratitude?
I know.
Okay, I just cooked dinner. I just made burgers. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Dad, these are a little done too much. Okay. Hey, how about a little gratitude? Thank you for that burger you gave me. That, if I had a little hat on or something, you'd be different to me. Apron. All right. Enough complaining by me. Let's go to Mike, Los Angeles, California. And we are grateful that Mike has joined us. Mike, how are you today, and how could we help?
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I have an issue. I don't know if my wife is cheating, but she just shows a lot of signs of it. And I know what the word says, that you can't divorce unless, of course, of adultery. But I have no proof of it. She has a lot of signs that she might be an unfaithful woman.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Mike.
Okay.
So, yes. How long have you been married?
14 years.
Why in the world would your wife ever want to cheat on a guy like you, who listens to Christian radio, calls Christian counselors for advice? Why would she even think about
that?
What's happened in those 14 years?
Well, I mean, can I give a little insight of, you know, our beginning?
Sure.
Okay, so I had a sign that maybe I shouldn't have married her. My aunt, she's a Christian woman, like, you know, like my spiritual mother. And she called one day when she was over the house. And she said, the woman that you're dating is a Goliath. I paid no attention to it, but several months down the road, you know, I was really just trying to I wasn't a virgin, but I really just wanted to go into, you know, my next relationship, just being and honoring the word and being celibate and not having sex before marriage. So
yeah,
my wife comes in, over my house, and she pressures me and it says that she wants to have sex. I give in.
Okay.
Then right after that, she says, you're just going to have sex with me and then just leave me. Not too long after that,
okay,
she pressures me into moving
Mike.
In.
Mike?
And
Mike.
I'll go. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Let me tell you why I'm interrupting you. Because I don't want you to ever tell that story again. I don't want you to tell that story anymore. Because that is not relevant to your situation today. A lot of people.
Okay.
A lot of people do weird things, strange things before they're married, and they get married, and more weird and strange things happen. And we think that, well, it's doomed from the beginning. But let me tell you what happens to a lot of people. It's worse than what happened to you before you were married. And it's worse after. But they decide, we're going to do something radical, and we are going to change this marriage. Now, tell me the worst thing in the past year that's happened to you guys, or the past 2 years, in this situation for you. Because all of that stuff led up to now. And what have you guys been doing about now? Okay, that's what I want to know.
Okay, well, in the last 4 years, she's been going on trips, girl trips, without me. In 2019, she didn't wear a ring. She said it's because she's been, she got gained weight, and then she didn't wear her ring.
All right. Have you talked to her about these things and your belief or wondering that there might be an affair?
Yes, we went to therapy. When I tried to talk to her about it, in the therapist, she blew up and became very defensive. So, yeah, I mean,
it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good. And you know what else it sounds like? A lot of times, women don't respect men that are nice and wonderful. You know, I mean, you just think someone would respond to you being this great guy. And rather than that, they just don't even respect you as a equal human being. And it kind of like they kick you to the curb even though they're married to you. Do you sometimes feel like that?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll add some stuff at the end, but I want to hear from Jim and Jill. But I think we can help you. Yeah, go ahead.
Why did you say not to tell? I mean, I don't tell anybody this before, but it seems as though that
I don't want you. Oh, go ahead, Jill.
Well, let me just jump in because I wanted to emphasize that, Mike. It's okay. I mean, certainly it's okay to tell us. But what happens is, back then it would have been good if you had listened to your aunt. Yeah. I'm also curious why you didn't listen to yourself, but you let the person you were dating take charge. Okay, so those are some issues. It certainly speaks to her character or lack of maturity. But too many people get hung up on, I shouldn't have married them, so now I've got to find a way to divorce, right? As if you could have a redo. And the thing is, you made the choice to marry her. Okay. Even if you were pressured, you made the choice. So once you walk down that aisle and say your vows before family, friends, and the Lord, right? Now that is the right choice. Right?
Okay.
And so to go back and belabor the choice doesn't do you any good at all. It just, in fact, hurts your relationship. Does that make sense?
I understand that, but what I'm saying, the act that she's doing right now is not of a virtuous woman. Like
she wasn't a virtuous woman when you married her.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But, I mean, from getting knowledge about I was never informed how to really date or what to look for in a marriage.
Right.
Or what
to
look for in a woman.
Okay. Sure. But neither have a bunch of other people who have great marriages because they took some bold moves. The man took a bold move when he felt the way you feel, and we want to help you with that. Not on what you did, what you were, who she was, but what could you do now that might change this relationship radically? That's what I want to help you with. Jim, what are your thoughts here?
Well, Mike, I wanted to ask you a question about, you said you went to therapy. What came about with those kinds of conversations? Because, go ahead.
We never went back.
You went one time.
So, we went one time.
Okay.
I mean, like when I tried to explain to her some of the things that it's almost as if it's not relevant. It's as far as like having friends, ex-boyfriends on social media. These are current things. Still talking to ex-boyfriends. Early on she went on, she said she had a friend that was a male friend, but he's He says he's like a brother, but she went over his house without me being there. You know,
okay, Mike.
These are the type of things,
Mike. If you had like an affidavit with a notary that said your wife is having an affair and she's been having a lot of affairs, absolute knowledge of the affairs, what would you do?
I'd probably leave.
You'd leave. Okay.
Yeah.
What if you could do something that whether she's had an affair or not, it would make you a better man, it would make you feel better about you, and it might be your only chance to have the marriage that you're intended to have? What about that?
I mean, you mean just changing and maybe trying to take steps to making a better marriage? Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
I understand all
that. A lot of times when we're so focused on all of this stuff we suspect, and it sounds like you've really got some valid things to be suspicious of, then we're looking for how do we end this thing versus how do we fix this thing, because we've given up hope. Now, I have a God that I worship that does impossible things. You've proven to me and all of us that being a nice man does not work in bringing your wife back home to you. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And you've proven that you focusing on how you got into this all messed up and everything doesn't change anything. And you've proven that allowing her to do whatever she wants to do with no limits or boundaries does not work. So, here's what I think might be a better strategy. Quit being so nice. Quit being nice. Be a strong Christian man. Now, how are you going to get to that point? Well, you better have a men's group that you're in, where you're saying every once a week, twice a week, dudes, I need to stand up for the right things in this marriage. And I need to tell my wife, I'm not going to allow the things to happen to me that have been happening. And you just walk away. You don't discuss it. You don't argue it. You just make that declaration. Then you start to get better. And you tell her, I don't think I'm going to live this way. I think we need to end this thing if you're not willing to make it better. I'm going to end it if you don't make it better. So here's the deal. You either do something with me to make it better, or I'm going to declare that you divorced me about 4 or 5 years ago, and you're living as a divorced woman. You just haven't filled out the paperwork. But I'm not your husband. You don't even care about me. I'm not going to put up with that anymore. Now, I'll tell you why I'm saying this, because I've seen it work so many times when a woman has completely... Now, Jill is nodding her head as I say this. I've seen it work where a woman disregards the nice Christian man, and until you step up and say, I'm not just a nice Christian man, I'm a real-life person here, and I'm not going to put up with this. Now, at some point, you're going to need to say to her, if you're not willing to give me a weekend, then you're not willing to give me anything. Because I've seen marriages worse than yours go to the intimacy and marriage intensive, and everything turns around. So here's what I'm going to do. We're in Dallas on October the 21st. You get her there, and I'll pay for it. We'll cover it, okay? That's worth a lot of money right there. So you're going to have to say to her, and you might want to get a really great counselor to help you say it, the least you could do, given the boyfriends, the texts, the trips, and all this, give me a weekend. Give me that weekend, and I'm not going to ask anything else of you. And I got to tell you, Mike, there's about a 90% chance that you're going to have a different marriage after that weekend. But you're not going to have a different marriage just being regretting you got married, thinking it's the wrong person, should have listened, beating yourself up, and not standing up and having a presence that she must pay attention to.
That strength is powerful, Mike. Please listen to Steve's words.
And it's scary, but you can do it. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jim Burns, Dr. Jill Hubbard. We've been talking with Mike. Jill, you had a final thing maybe you wanted to say
to
Mike.
Right, just a couple things, Mike. First of all, look at her virtue as her brokenness. And see that she is acting that out, right? Because there hasn't been anything to really intervene. Steve's words were just wonderful. All of us women, we want the nice guy, but we also need the warrior. We need the guy that's going to be strong and is going to say, hey, you don't get to do that, right? And that claims his spot as a person and as a leader. And so that's really important for you to step into. And at this point, you were asking us whether you should divorce or not. So you have nothing to lose, but everything to gain.
Yeah, and so you're going to need some help with that from a coach, a counselor. We'll try to find that for you. But the end result is between now and October the 21st, you need to say to her, this is the least that you could do, and I expect you to do it. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Jim, did you have another thought you wanted to
have? This isn't so much for Mike, but I think it's for a lot of our listeners because I keep hearing some of these decisions. And this is for the younger listeners maybe, or a listener who's been divorced and now looking at another marriage. Where Mike, we talked about it, him not going back all that far. But, you know, people make poor choices. Mm-hmm. I always say to people, the best thing you can do before you get married is marry well.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Mike did that. And he didn't listen to his community. And that's another thing we've got to do is listen to our community. If an aunt who's godly and who has his ear, you know, I think we have to listen to that. So if parents are saying, no, you know, this person's allows, if somebody else is saying that, good friends, I think we have to listen. And then also, instant intimacy. I call it instant intimacy. You know, we've talked about this before, but, you know, when someone has sexual intercourse, there is actually, it's like you're on drugs. There's a dopamine that takes place.
Yeah.
So then you don't make good decisions, and you don't know if you're in love or if you're in infatuation. And Dr. Short at the University of Wisconsin says that takes 2 years to discern that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we do in those 2 years? Well, we marry. And so again, this is too late for Mike, but I think a lot of our listeners need to hear that. Make good decisions about who you're going to marry. Listen to your community. And frankly, know that when you're going to be involved physically intimate, that's so hard then to discern. You become instantly intimate, and it sort of doesn't work. Cohabitation, science says cohabitation doesn't work because, you know,
less, outside of Christianity.
Yeah, right. Less sexual satisfaction, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
Right.
But then also a greater chance of divorce, greater chance of also adultery in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's been a research project that's been going on. It's one of the few that's been going on for 1,000 years. And it's over 1,000 years, actually. And it's, does marriage change people for the better? Like, we'll get married, it'll be better then.
Yeah.
Or I'll be better. There are approximately 6 trillion cases proven that it never gets better. It gets worse. You think, my pornography problem will go away. Or she'll get better. She won't. Here's the thing. You're talking about community, Jim. If you're this guy that's focused on the niceness, it's hard for you to be with other men because you feel like you don't have power because and you feel many times intimidated by their strength. And so you have to work through that so that you can have some of that strength rub off on you. My men's group, I've got guys that shoot animals out of helicopters. And I just, that's just not me. But man, do I admire that kind of thing going on there. All right, so I'm going to send him some resources. I'm going to send him Addicted to Love. I've got to send it out here. I don't even think we carry it.
Okay.
But here's what, and it's something that he should say to his wife at the right time. I would like for you to read this. It's about romance, relationship, and sexual addiction. and I don't know which one of those she is, but man, she is much more into that than him. I'm going to send him the soul of a hero. This is about being a man and not having to rescue desperate women to feel like a man, and I'll send you take your life back. And Mike, please take advantage of this. I mean,
Steve's being very generous.
It's worth money to get you there. And anybody else, you think your situation's worse than him, try us. Just try it. It's just like God said with your tithes and offerings, hey, just test me on this. Test me if you aren't blessed greatly when you start giving generously. You come to this thing, and I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. And it's October 21st in Dallas. You can find out about it at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't just wonder if Mike's going to go. I'm wondering if you're going to come. We'll be there for you. All right, let's go to Danny, Lynchburg, Virginia, and she watches us on the NRB cable network. Hi there, Danny. How are you?
Hey, Steve. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. How are you guys?
Doing okay. You hear that music just came in at the wrong time. Wait, I just assumed
okay.
Everybody else is doing okay. Jill, are you doing okay?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for asking, Danny. Jim, you okay?
I am doing great.
All right. Danny, you hold
that
on.
That wasn't my question.
I know. We'll get to you.
Yeah, don't worry.
Get to you right after this. As we're going to this break, I want to remind everybody that Every Man's Battle, it's this weekend in Orange County, California. And maybe it's time that you go again. You know, you've been before and you're slipping. Maybe it's time to say, I need to do this again. Or maybe it's time to do it for the first time. You've heard about it. You know you got a problem. Let's go do something about it. It's kind of a investment in 2023. Do it now.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible personal size, the one-year Life Recovery prayer devotional, the New Life journal, a New Life pen and highlighter, and a New Life zippered tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Danny is holding. She's patient. Went to a break. And here you are. How can we help her? What do you have on your mind today?
Okay, Mr. Steve. Again, I'm Danielle. I'm from Lynchburg. Hey, I've been listening to you guys off and on for like 22 years already. It's been a long time. We have finally moved back up to the East Coast from Kansas City, and I just have a praise report. I want to let you all know that, first of all, I've been working the Take Back Your Life back on November 21st of 2021, so it's almost been a full year on this whole Bible thing, and it has really, really changed my life, made me challenge some really strong areas in my life, so I would encourage people to get that. And then I just want to let you know that I got baptized on August 20th of 2020 of 2000.
Wonderful.
But 22 years later, fast forward to this August 20th of 22 years, Emotional Freedom Workshop. This is where it gets interesting. I have PTSD, bipolar, and a bunch of different other things. But since the workshop, I have literally dropped my PCL from a 35 to an 8 for PTSD, and my PHQ to a 0 to 1 on depression of 10. So It was very intensive, but it was very, very effective. And I graduated with CBT cognitive behavioral therapy through the VA hospital because mm-hmm. I'm a veteran, and yeah. I served in our military. And so I graduated CBT yesterday. So she was very, very impressed. She's like, holy smokes. She's like, good job, Danielle. And I'm like, I don't want to get a big head, but yes, I made it through.
Good for you. Oh, that's
wow.
so hard.
I love hearing that, Danielle.
But we moved back here to the East Coast. I want to start a healing ministry because I believe that God can heal us and he can give us the hope for the future. But I don't know where to start, how to start a mm-hmm. Bible study, stuff like that. I don't know where to start. So how would you do that? And you can tell that to me a little bit later. Do you think I can do this? Because I question my leadership abilities because I've really not stepped into this role. So I'm kind of a little nervous about that. So
okay.
I'm just wondering. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It totally makes sense. And we've got okay. somebody. I want Terry Ward to talk to you, and we'll get your number okay. and have her call you, and she can help you with some things about that.
Okay.
But Danielle, you probably yes. don't have the leadership abilities that people have to run a group, just like none of those okay. disciples who were fishermen and stuff had mm-hmm. any leadership abilities. And that's exactly what God, just like he's transformed all of this. I mean, if he can do mm-hmm. all of that with your help, imagine the kind yeah. of leader you're going to be when you just
oh, no.
do it. You just and here's the great phrase, it's a recovery phrase. You're just going to do it mm-hmm. afraid. Do it afraid.
Do it afraid.
And God is going to be with you. And here's how a person, mm-hmm. I think, leads that doesn't know how to lead. Just be you. Just be the authentic you. And that is what is going to cause people to want to be with you and hear you. And I've often encouraged people to not be discouraged at the original small numbers. It takes time yeah. for people to hear, hey, there was something there for me. But Terry Ward mm-hmm. can talk with you. We're going to have mm-hmm. her call you. Just to say thanks, I'm going to send you a Restoration yeah. Bible. I want you to have that. Well, and I'm so grateful to hear all you've been doing.
Yeah, I love it, Danny. And your passion about it, that is something that's yes, contagious yes. for people. And it's been placed on your heart. So yeah. if God is calling you to something, he will equip you.
Yeah.
But think about it, too, yeah. as you're a facilitator. You're a facilitator in bringing yeah. people together, and you set up a structure that Terry can help you with. It can be super okay. simple. And then as people gather, yeah, it takes time for people to open up. But it's that repeated exposure right. week after week where then people get braver.
Yeah. You know, yeah. and Danny, you are the poster child for spiritual and mental health right now because you leaned into this in a beautiful mm-hmm. way. And look at the results. It's great. I would suggest that you go to your pastor.
Yeah.
And I would ask your pastor, okay. hey, I've got this idea of starting a group. What do you think of it?
Yes.
And, you know, do it from within the confines of the church. And, you know, Jill said something about structure. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to feel like you need to be mm-hmm. the teacher
right.
more than a facilitator. So there are, and I'm sure, again, going back to Terry, they can help you with this. But, you know, there are things yeah. you can do. Yeah. There are programs you can do. My wife, for the 14th year, is teaching a Bible study that's mm-hmm. kind of more of a group. And they talk, and they're close, and they have a wonderful time. But she doesn't create the material. She uses somebody else's material mm-hmm. and facilitates yes. great conversation. That's something you can start now. But I'd go to your pastor. Get your yeah, pastor's blessing. Idea. They can yeah. then help, you know, yeah. let others know about it too.
Right. And, yes. okay. and sometimes people say, well, it's just too soon or too early. Well, you're not yeah. teaching a PhD course. You're just trying to connect with people and help them. Let me send you, right. do you have Healing as a Choice? Because that has
no, I do not.
If you just start working, helping people make yeah. those 10 choices there, mm-hmm. you've yes, made sir. Them. You didn't read the book, but you've made many
well,
of the
and
choices.
And you can read the book together. You know, the yeah. first 5 to right. 10 minutes okay. of the group, just take okay. turns. Everybody read a page. Mm-hmm. And then sure. you yeah. divide up the time and allow people to talk about right. what they read.
Yeah. Right. And in Life Recovery, we encourage people to do that. Other recovery programs, you got to stick to just what they have. Mm-hmm. But when somebody says in their life recovery group, you know, I've just read this book, and I'd love to, on Tuesdays, meet with folks and let's read through it and stuff, it's a great thing.
Yes.
Danielle, thank you for your encouragement, and you hold on, and we'll connect you with Terry Ward. Anybody wanting to start a group, I mean, we've got a person that'll help you start a group. Terry Ward will do it. We love you, we care about you, and excited when God takes a real problem and then turns it into something like, in your case, Daniel, it looks like it was meant to be for the people that are going to be helped by you. All right, let's. How about we go to Joyce from Maryland, Virginia, listening on WAVA. Hi, Joyce, how are you?
Hi, thank you for calling, taking my call. How are you? Thank you.
Okay.
The reason I called to ask advice for my marriage. I've been married for 27 years, and we're like 3 months dead. We get married, and it's been a very difficult marriage. Still difficult, and the biggest problem we have is with communication issue, with respect. So I talked to my husband, like, can we go to counseling? And he's totally against the counseling, but he's willing to work on and kind of work with together, kind of help work out with the marriage. But I'm kind of saying, we've been trying for the last 20-something years and no change. So we kind of need a tool and to work on versus we try to put it up.
Okay. Well, Jill, what are you thinking here for her?
Well, Joyce, it sounds like perhaps your husband is afraid to expose your problems to somebody outside the family. And you guys have been working on this for 27 years. What is his idea for now doing it differently? So I guess I'm confused on how are you guys, just the two of you, going to do anything different without any other input? Because if you could, it seems like you already would have done it differently. So I would want to, you know, ask him what his ideas were and ask him what he is afraid of or feels uncomfortable about in getting input from people who study this and who help people. Because in every marriage, people develop blind spots, and you develop patterns and dynamics that get co-created, and you just keep doing those same dance steps. And so there has to be something from the outside that helps to intervene. And that's why we've got books and materials and workshops and all these things, because none of us really are good at healing ourselves.
Doesn't tend to work any more than a surgeon does surgery on himself. Jim, what are your thoughts here?
Just real quickly, I think, Joyce, you have, this is your chance. You know, communication is a learned trait. You can learn how to be a more effective communicator. It's not just something you inherit. And so I would suggest that if he's not willing to go get counseling, you get counseling. Get some coaching. But, yeah, there are courses and there are things. Jill said something I thought really interesting. You know, I think that people support what they help create. So, you know, lay some things in front of him, whether it be courses, options, going, you know, to something, even doing something online if he needs to be hidden a little bit, and help him to create this, and because then he's going to support it. So, lots of good options out there.
And also, another thing, just like we've said before, many times it changes when somebody says, I get it that you don't like counseling, but let's go to this workshop.
Yes.
And you go there, and man, it's better than ever.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Many of you heard that spot about Lumina. It's November 3rd and 4th, and you don't want to miss being in on the ground floor of a brand new movement for women, where you live into your calling. You are empowered to live into it, impact the world, and lead with the power of God's word. That's what it's about. This is where women rise. They rise with a foundation of truth. It's at Museum of the Bible. We're doing the same program November the 3rd, or you could go November the 4th. And one of the slots already sold out, so please call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com, click on the Lumina banner, and we've still got that Friends of the and Family special. Put three people in your car, and the tickets are just $69. You will regret it if you don't go. You will love it. It will change things, your perspective, if you'll go. So don't wait. Don't miss it. It's Lumina, November 3rd and 4th. Now, let me just mention this also. If you support some of these great things you hear happening here, we want to help you. We want to say thank you. And we'll say thank you with this brand new 100 Days to Freedom from Shame. And I think it really can be a great, great help. So many of us have this lingering shame going on. But Misty and I did the one-year Bible for men and the one-year Bible for women. And we did a commentary, 100 words on every day of the year from Scripture. And I'm telling you, every tough Scripture for women, I watched her spend 4 days just on one verse that women sometimes are just told, oh, just don't pay attention to that or skip over. You'll love this. If you join Club New Life, it's $30 a month. We'll send you either the one-year Bible for men or the one-year Bible for women. Or if you're a member and you increase your giving by $10 a month, we'll send one of these Bibles. Their publishing date is like November 3rd. So it's just right around the corner. I'm really excited about this, especially when I know what I did on mine. I tried to help men see things from a different perspective. But her commitment for women is to not just read the Bible through in a year, but really understand it in a whole new way, especially those really, really tough parts. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go to newlife.com. All right. By the way, we're going to do another program after this. If you're on, I will be able to get to your call. So hang on. But let's go to Betty, New York City. Sirius XM is where she listens to the program. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I have a text that I'd like to read out. It's from my daughter. She's estranged. My granddaughter just turned a year old today. Have never seen her. Have seen pictures periodically. Yeah.
Tell us the text.
This was the last text. Okay. It says, I'm not going to give her a name or anything, but I'll just say this is how it goes. I'm going to say this one last time, that when I don't answer, it's because I'm busy. I'm busy working overtime and being a mom. I told you so many times I'm not going to respond to Bible verses. I was sending little things, like little things, and you know, periodically. So if you look into your conversation, she says, since the baby is born, you will see that there is one time and one time only that I have told you that we will plan something to have you meet the baby. I never said when. I never said it more than what that one time. So please think before you send me a voicemail saying I'm back and forth. Just to stop there, I hadn't heard from her for months. I was texting her because she never calls me. She'll text when she feels like it. And, you know, a mother's concern. I just like, you know, I would text her. And I was like, Destiny, I haven't heard from you. Are you okay? You know, I'm worried. And she does this. She is up and down. And when I said that, I meant it out of my heart. I didn't mean to, you know, offend her in any way. But for me, this is what I felt. So,
We're almost out of time, so ask us the question you want us to specifically help you with.
Okay, but I have to finish this here because then you'll understand. I just want to know this question I have is this text. What you think she's saying to me in this, and I have not responded to it because I feel like I can't. So I'm just going to finish it, and then you can give me that answer. I message you back and forth when I have time. As you should know, just messaging me a million times doesn't make a message any more different. And then she said, you do this every time I spend spend time from messaging you back. You're always saying something is wrong. There is never anything wrong, and I message you back. It's the same as always. She said, I wish you would respect the boundaries I set with you and have spoken to you about countless times. Please don't take this message I sent to you in any point. I send any point since I've had my daughter as meaning our relationship has changed or anything more than what it is. I've made it clear that I'm set on keeping limited contact with you, that I will message you when I feel I want to message you, send you pictures of my daughter. I send you pictures not because I think you deserve to see her in person or as if I owe you something or because I want to change the relationship I have chosen to have with you. It's simply because I want to. Yes.
Okay.
And yes, like
now,
I said once.
We have to leave it at that. So,
okay,
Jill, you want to
Betty,
60 seconds apiece.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that this is the situation, but I think your daughter has felt really intruded upon by you, whether that's true or not, especially if she is up and down, she may get overwhelmed easily. So she is dictating the relationship and setting the boundaries that she's comfortable with. I think probably you have a greater need for connection, and with her pushing you away, you feel disconnected, and that's why you think something's wrong.
Jim, your observation here?
Yeah. I agree with Jill that I'm so sorry you're going through this. I honestly think the best way to do it is realize this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, and mm-hmm. I hope you have a great relationship long-term with your grandchild and with your daughter. But it's not going to happen by sending Bible verses. I love Bible verses. It's not going to happen.
Don't send
by,
them.
Yeah, it's not going to happen by sending lots of texts. In fact, to be honest, how I would respond, and I'm not telling you to do this, but how I would respond is, I am so sorry you feel this way, and it sounds like I've broken your boundaries, and I, you know, love you so very much, and I so want to meet at your time period and in your timeline, you know, my grandchild. And I love you, and I'll wait for your response, and if it takes a long time, I'm willing to wait. I know that's hard, but it might be the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You might even say, today I sought help about my response to you, and I realize I have really, really messed up, and I am so sorry. I haven't respected your boundaries. I have made things worse, and all the other stuff that Jim and Jill said there. I don't think there's any other path than humility and confession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And you know, let's just say, for whatever reason, somebody doesn't want to be touched on their back. If you touch them on their back 5, 6, 7 times a month, they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't even care that that's a really sensitive thing. You're thinking, well, they shouldn't be sensitive like that or get it fixed. She's not fixed. I just can't tell you how much I want you to apologize, humble yourself, and don't text her. And then she'll miss those texts from you, and she'll reach out.
Well, that shows her that you're respecting her boundaries.
That's right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Every man's battle is this weekend. Great verse, James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Do the right thing. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you're on the line, hang on.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.